Okay, so the next section is another reminder to consciously be aware of your breath, reminding you to breathe more deeply. Again, no matter what else you're doing, if your brain isn't getting enough oxygen to think coherently, you'll be stuck in your current state. So breathe. Did you? Yes or no? Last few days, I've been writing, yes, I did, but I could do more of it. I could set that timer on my desk. Remember to hit it twice when I turn it off to turn it back on. Because I get caught up in what I'm doing. And just again, remember that you can't think greater than how you feel. So if you're stuck in anger or anxiety, overwhelm or stress, you're limiting creating a higher outcome. If you're in survival mode, you can't even think. So the more you learn about yourself as you write in the journal pages, the more aware you become and the more sensitive you are to your internal energy. And this is your power. Again, I sent that timer on my desk here for 15 minutes because I am a pro at holding my breath. I can hold it for a long time before I have to take a breath. And that's bad. Set a timer on your phone to remind you to follow through with the deep breaths, or maybe every time you get in your car, if you're out in your car a bunch, you know, or every time you walk into another room, if you work from home or you're retired and you're at home. There are ways to set action steps for yourself to remind you to take those deeper breaths. And the more you consciously breathe deeply, the more opportunities you have to retrain that vagus nerve to naturally take deeper breaths as your normal way of breathing.